The New Testament Epistle of Paul to the Philippians, chapter 2, verses 12 through 18. Structure: a thankful prayer, Paul's missionary report, God's call to be holy, doctrinal polemics, and joyful partnership. In this lesson, we shall deal with God's call to be holy, following Christian citizenship and Christian humility. We deal with Christian obedience, which involves our work, our character, and our sacrifice. Next time, Christian service. Christian obedience involves work. So then, you whom I love, since you have always obeyed, not only when I was present with you, but much more now that I am absent from you, continue putting your salvation to work. Now, to obey is to hear and to do. When Paul says, I was present with you, he employed the Greek term parousia, which is used elsewhere of the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. Continue to put your salvation to work, for this is a progressive imperative. Now, there are different theories as to what it means to work regarding salvation. Some say you must earn your salvation by your own effort. Others, to keep your salvation by your own effort. And even, earn rewards in heaven by doing good deeds. Some insist that since you are already saved, just collaborate with God. Or, already saved, collaborate with others. Mentalists say, just realize the benefits of free salvation. Others, continue putting salvation to work. We shall look at this in a moment. So, just what is Christian obedience? Well, we know the text which says that we are saved by grace through faith, but even that faith is faithfulness. Jesus said, if you love me, then you will obey me. Well, that is something to do. Then he commanded, go teach them to obey my commands. In another place he said, believe in God, believe also in me. Our responsibility. Now in all, Jesus gave more than 300 commands. See our website for a list. Now at our conversion, what did we do? We repented, we trusted, we got baptized, and we received the Holy Spirit. Obedience then is faithful loyalty put into action. There are three tenses to salvation. In the past, we were separated from the penalty of sin, also called justification. In the present, we have separation from the power of sin, called sanctification. And in the future tense, separation from the presence of sin, which will be glorification. Our initial salvation occurred when we repented and believed the gospel. Salvation includes power to break harmful addictions and includes spiritual defeat of the devil and demons. It leads to growth, that is, character development, and even includes our health through healing and sanity. Socially, salvation leads to community change, and within churches, peaceful collaboration. And of course, salvation includes everlasting life. Now, regarding salvation as health, we should understand the various causes of disease. One is malnutrition, when we lack needed nutrients. Another is infection from pathogens, including parasites, bacteria, and viruses. Then we are sometimes struck with toxins, such as venoms, chemicals in household products, and downright poisons. And there are also biochemical perturbances resulting from stress. Most commonly, the diseases that are killing us are metabolic in origin. This means insulin resistance caused by high glycemic foods, especially sugar, which leads to obesity, to strokes, dementia, heart failure, and cancerous tumors. And on the spiritual plane, disease can result from harboring spite, vengeance, or scorn towards others. Verse 13, "For God is the one working among you, both to be willing and to be doing what delights him." Now, this may be a case of let go and let God. The verbs working and doing are the same. In Greek, energeo, to energize. We know we are willing when we have set motivating goals, and that which delights God is our joyful obedience. Now, regarding Christian obedience as character development, 14, continue doing everything without grumbling or disputing. Continue, again, is a progressive imperative. Everything includes both speech and conduct. Grumbling, of course, is expressing our discontent, whereas disputing is the Greek word dialogismos, that is, arguing back and forth. So, our advice is this. We must assume that the Holy Spirit is speaking to our leaders. Then, verse 15, as a result, you will become blameless and faultless, God's innocent children, in the midst of a crooked, perverted generation, among whom you shine as lamps in the world system. As a result is our friendly Greek word hina, which is followed by either a purpose statement or a result. The crooked are those who are lawless, including criminal behavior, and the perverted, those who indulge in immoral behavior. So, what does this have to do with the Bible? 16, you do this by holding firmly to Jesus' message about everlasting life. As a benefit to me, I shall exult when Messiah returns, because I neither ran nor worked without results amongst you. This message, then, is the one we received from Jesus and about Jesus. The life, then, is the future resurrection and participation in Jesus' everlasting kingdom. To exult is to be very glad. Christian obedience involves sacrifice. 17. Even though my life is like an offering poured out as a sacrifice, as I serve God by strengthening your loyal faith in Jesus, continued later, as a sacrifice, what we do costs us something in order to please God. We do this by serving. The Greek term liturgia gives us the word liturgy, that is, service done for God. The Greek term for faith, pistis, fundamentally means faithfulness. As sacrifice, Paul continues, I rejoice alone and I rejoice with you all. In the same way, you too rejoice and you rejoice with me. To rejoice, chairo, is to be glad. Joy was a promise of Jesus and is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. To rejoice with is simply sun chairo. All right, men, let's discuss this. How shall we react to the next change which our leaders may propose? Shall we stand our ground against them, marshal arguments and debate them, or try to understand their point of view? Maybe try something new and see how it goes. Or shall we take our tithes with us and go to another church? Or cave in to their manipulation? Should you choose to continue with this course, your assignment is to read the entire epistle to the Philippians this week, then study carefully chapter 2, verses 19 through 30, and visit the website at philippians.site. Oh, and try to memorize at least one verse.